One thing I really want you to understand as you go through your journey of wanting to create more success is that your mind is not your enemy. It's actually a very, very powerful friend. The challenge is that for many of us, our mind isn't on board with what we actually want to create because it's still running on a program that runs counter to what we desire to create.
Finally here. Welcome to Do It With Dan,
entrepreneurial philanthropist, public speaker and author, creator of the Beyond Intention Paradigm. Here is your host, Daniel Mengena.
Over the years, I've had the pleasure, the honor to serve people from all over the world, empowering them to create massive amounts of abundance in their life. We've had people that have gone from zero to millions of dollars in less than a year. Some even in as little as 10 months. We've had people go to financial freedom in 60 days. We've accomplished this, however, not because of some magical formula, or kind of, not a magic pill, but a simple idea which, when properly applied, can really change the game for you. That simple idea is the one I'd like to share with you today to really give you an insight into how you can take large concepts, large ideas, large plans, large goals, and to execute them in a way that doesn't get met with resistance. And I'm going to start by sharing a story of someone that I worked with a few years ago. Now, this person actually came to me because they wanted to be a coach. And unfortunately for them, they were meeting a really sticky experience of procrastination. They weren't taking action. They weren't moving forward. They were stuck. And yet when they came to me and shared that this is what they wanted to do, where they were at, after doing some Dan magical interrogation-y questioning, through that process of curiosity, I came to understand exactly what was going on with them. And that was that the steps that they were trying to take were outside of the remit of what their brain understood to be safe, understood to be possible for them. One thing I really want you to understand as you go through your journey of wanting to create more success is that your mind is not your enemy. It's actually a very, very powerful friend. The challenge is that for many of us, our mind isn't on board with what we actually want to create because it's still running on a program that runs counter to what we desire to create. It's important for you to understand that your unconscious mind actually moves 10,000 to 10 million times the speed of your conscious mind. So for every conscious thought that you have, every conscious idea, conscious desire, conscious goal, there's a program running at 10,000 to 10 million times the speed of that idea. And so when we step up and say, I want to create success, I want to have more abundance, I want to have health in my body, I want to have sexy relationships, whatever the thing is, if the idea doesn't run in alignment with what's going on at the unconscious level, it's going to hit a brick wall, it's going to be stuck. And that's exactly what was happening with this person. And so what I said to them was, go and buy a journal. That's all I said. So what do you mean, go and buy a journal? I said, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go and buy a journal. How is me buying a journal going to move forward? I said, trust me, just go and buy the journal. They bought the journal, they came back. Important note, they went to buy the journal, they came back. They took the action step that was given to them. When they came back with the journal, I said, okay, pop the journal by your bed. What do you mean, pop the journal by your bed? And this is the thing that I've actually seen on my journey, specifically with our signature program, Micro to Millions, where we have taken people from zero to 1.6 million and beyond, that in those early stages where I was essentially giving them tasks not too dissimilar from this idea of buying a journal and putting it by your bed, people didn't quite get it and actually were questioning the logic behind what I was saying until they followed through, saw the results and understood where it was going. It's important for you to understand that every single person who's created millions with the work that we do didn't start with millions. They started at zero and followed this very simple formula that I'm here to share with you today, the idea of micro shifting. And I'm going to define that in a second, but I do want to finish my story. Every time that person came back, I gave them a very simple, easy to follow task, and they completed each and every one until at the end, they not only we're running a coaching business. They've published two books. They've been on TV, been on radio. They've got a podcast. They're out serving. They're out fulfilling their mission. But it began with the simple process of them buying a journal. What was the power of them buying a journal? You see, micro shifting, I define as a consistent series of baby steps, a consistent series of baby steps that moves in the direction of a consciously chosen outcome. A consistent series of baby steps made in the direction of a consciously chosen outcome. When we speak about intentionality, as I describe it, what we're really speaking about is a conscious thought that interrupts whatever my program is. Remember, we just spoke about a program, the program that's running, that's disrupting what we desire to experience. Well, that desire of experience is an intentionality. It's something that seeks to disrupt that program and create something else. But the difference, in my opinion, between an intention and a simple wish, a hope or idea, is the willingness to move the willingness to move through time and space to make a change that's going to lead to the execution of the idea. That's what makes it an intention. But so many of us are going for these goals. We're going for these intentions. We're going for these objectives that are so far outside the realm of belief for our mind, so far outside of the realm of safety for our mind, that we get hit with that stuck state, that procrastination, that brick wall that stops us moving forward. Again, the mind isn't doing that because it's your enemy. It's doing it because it's your friend, and its job is to keep you safe. And unfortunately for the mind, safety is found in sameness, keeping things the same. So what we need to do is we need a way to disrupt the program without letting the unconscious mind know that we're disrupting the program until such time as the unconscious mind understands that it's safe to disrupt the program. And the way that we do that is with microshifts, because what microshifts do when properly executed is don't create any ripples in the mind so that it sees, oh, something's changing, but not in a way that it feels unsafe or scared of. So the way that we make these microshifts, these baby steps, is in what I call minimum deliverables. As per the story, I asked that person first and foremost just to go and get a journal. There was no resistance to them getting a journal. And so they were able to get the journal. And however, that journal was a step in the direction of the consciously chosen outcome of them becoming a coach. Now, in this instance, I was guiding and coaching them through the process. And so they didn't know what the future steps were. But even if you have designed the steps yourself, the fact that it's something so seemingly insignificant or small actually tricks the brain into not giving you resistance and allowing you to move through it. So microshift is really about doing a minimum deliverable, anything in the direction of the consciously chosen outcome that you can meet without resistance. And it might seem insignificant. It might seem small. It might seem like nothing. But when we start to compound and put together these steps of insignificance, they build a momentum. And then what happens is the new pattern, the new program, the new experience at the unconscious level is momentum and movement towards that consciously chosen outcome. And so you wake up one day and you realize, hang on, I've been taking all of these baby steps. The compound effect is built up. I've got this momentum. I'm going in the direction of my goal. And before you know it, it becomes challenging for you to not move in the direction of your goal. Over the course of this summit, we've been bringing you some amazing speakers who will give you tips, strategies, and powerful ways for you to change the game. But what I wanted to do is to encourage you to take just one thing away, but not just one thing, but one thing that you can break down and produce a minimum deliverable for. It may mean that there's 5 to 10 steps even before you properly execute the tip or the strategy that they've given you. But by you doing so in these micro shifts and applying this principle that I'm sharing with you today, you will actually find there's no resistance and you can move forward in the direction of your consciously chosen outcome. If it's a financial goal, what is a step that I can take? What is a goal on the way to that bigger goal that I know that I can get to without fear, without resistance? In our Micro to Millions program, we actually start with zero and we just go for $100, pounds or euros as the first step. And when we get that, then we move on. When playing the money game, my tool for manifesting money, we start for some people with as little as a dollar. Anything that you're used to finding on the floor that creates that momentum, it opens up the flow for you to move in the direction of what you want to create. So go ahead and ask yourself, what's something in the direction of the goal that I have, the clear vision that I have for my life, that I can do without resistance? It may be just buying the journal, maybe just putting that journal by the bed, but consistently follow that up every day with something that's moving in the direction of that goal. The momentum will build. You'll find that you're able to do more. You actually desire to do more than just that simple step. And before you know it, you'll be on the other side.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Do It With Dan with your host, Daniel McGenna. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit dmpotv.com. We'll catch you on the next episode of Do It With Dan.